Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present The Queen's Necklace by Alexandre Dumas. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Prologue: The Predictions. An old nobleman and an old maître d'hôtel. It was the beginning of April 1784, between 12 and 1 o'clock. Our old acquaintance, the Marshal de Richelieu, having with his own hands colored his eyebrows with perfumed dye, pushed away the mirror which was held before him by his valet, the successor of his faithful Raffet, and shaking his head in the manner peculiar to himself, "Ah," he said, "now I look myself." And rising from his seat with juvenile vivacity, he commenced shaking off the powder which had fallen from his wig over his blue velvet coat, then, after taking a turn or two up and down his room, called for his maître d'hôtel. In 5 minutes this personage made his appearance, elaborately dressed. The marshal turned towards him, and with a gravity befitting the occasion said, "Sir, I suppose you have prepared me a good dinner?"
"Certainly, Your Grace."
"You have the list of my guests?" "I remember them perfectly, Your Grace. I have prepared a dinner for 9.
"There are 2 sorts of dinners, sir," said the marshal.
"True, Your Grace, but—" The marshal interrupted him with a slightly impatient movement, although still dignified. "Do you know, sir, that whenever I have heard the word but, and I have heard it many times in the course of 88 years, it has been each time, I am sorry to say, the harbinger of some folly, Your Grace? In the first place, at what time do we dine, Your Grace? The citizens dine at 2, the bar at 3, the nobility at 4. And I, sir?"
"Your Grace will dine today at 5.
"Oh, at 5. "Yes, Your Grace, like the king. "And why like the king?"
"Because on the list of your guests is the name of a king."
"Not so, sir. You mistake. All my guests today are simply noblemen."
"Your Grace is surely jesting. The Count Haga, who is among the guests?"
"Well, sir,
the Count Haga is a king."
"I know no king so-called."
"Your Grace must pardon me, then," said the maître d'hôtel, bowing. "But I supposed—"
"Your business, sir, is neither to believe nor suppose. Your business is to read, without comment, the orders I give you. When I wish a thing to be known, I tell it. When I do not tell it—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?